seated.
Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You are a people holy to Yahweh your God. Yahweh your God has chosen you to become a people belonging to him, a treasured possession out of all the peoples which are on the face of the ground. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. You are not just another voluntary association of like-minded people. Our culture has plenty of those. They don't need another one. You are not just a loose assembly of autonomous individuals who decided to come together and do some religious things. Culture has plenty of those as well. You are a people holy to Yahweh your God. The word holy means separated from the rest and belonging to God. Like holy vessels, holy garments, were separated from the rest and belong to the service of God. The Creator of all things has made you his own special treasured possession. You are his valued property. You're his stash of gold and silver. You're his treasured possession. And the one who did this is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He chose you. He is the God of Israel, not Baal, not Marduk or Amun-Re or the other gods, but the God of Israel has made you his very own treasured possession. But wait a minute. As I look around the chapel, I don't see too many literal descendants of the patriarch Israel, Jacob. I don't see Israel according to the flesh. I see a bunch of Gentiles. Gentiles from different nationalities, ethnicities, all over the face of the globe. But Moses spoke these words to the literal descendants of the patriarch Israel, Jacob. The year was around 1400 BC. The place, the plains of Moab. Israel had gathered there, and Moses gives them his farewell speeches. And Moses prepares them to enter into the BC promised land, the land of the Canaanites. He reminds them of their history and their identity. Israel did not choose God. God chose Israel to be his own special people, his own treasured possession from among all the other nations. And it was not because Israel was bigger than the other nations. In fact, in comparison, they were relatively small. It was God's undeserved, gracious love, and because he was keeping the oath that he had promised to the patriarchs, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why God freed them from bondage in Egypt. God redeemed them. He became the kinsman redeemer and redeemed them from slavery to Pharaoh. And he brought them to himself at Sinai and entered into covenant with them, cut a covenant with them there so that they would be his people and he would be their God. And now Moses is telling them, get ready to cross over the Jordan and inherit the promised land. What a privilege that was for them, to be the treasured possession, the people holy to God. Wait a minute. Now that I think about it, I do think this passage applies to you. The key is the promise to Abraham. God promised to Abraham that in you and in your seed, all the Gentiles on the face of the earth would be blessed. And in the fullness of time, God kept that promise. In fact, he did it in a marvelous way. He sent his only begotten son into the human race to become incarnate. He took to himself human nature and made it his own. He entered into the tribe of Judah. He was born of the house and lineage of David. He became Israel's messianic king. Not only that, Jesus became Israel itself, Israel condensed into one. And he repeated Israel's history. He was freed from Egypt. He was in the wilderness for a period of 40 where he was tested. Only this Israel faithfully and perfectly obeyed God. This is the true Israel. And he willingly laid down his life as a ransom for many, for the multitudes, including Gentiles. He offered himself up as the all-sufficient atoning sacrifice. Yahweh laid on him the iniquity of us all. And on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand, ruling over all the nations on behalf of you, his people, on behalf of his people, to their advantage. And he promises that he will come again in glory to give us our inheritance as we enter the new creation, the new heavens, new earth. And he baptized each one of you and incorporated you into himself and made you part of his new covenant people. So that, yes, you are his people, holy unto the Lord. You have fellowship with the God of Israel and with all of the faithful Israelites from the past. You have fellowship with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with Moses, with David, with Isaiah and the prophets. You're part of that one people of God, holy unto the Lord. What a privilege. And he gives you and sustains you with his Lord's Supper and with the gospel regularly preached as you proceed through the wilderness on your way to inherit the promised land. What a privilege. And so now, what does this mean? It means live as the people holy to God. Don't live and act like another voluntary association of like-minded people. Live as God's holy people, as part of his new Israel. In Jesus the Messiah, you are God's own people. What a privilege. Thanks be to God. Amen.